The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
8:43. Right, let's get some reaction on this. We'll start on the text. There's a lot of just short text. Some of them are a bit crude and vulgar now. Don't mind telling you.
Read them all out in their entirety, Niall.
Make your move, boy, says one.
Okay.
The next one, bros before hoes.
Oh.
The yellow line. Anthony in Waterford says, I think he should bring her out for a nice seafood dinner and then never call her again.
Why, Anthony? Just why? My God.
Texter, it's dog eat dog out there, man, in the dating world. Okay. That's kind of true.
It is, but it's still your friend at the end of it. No need to go into it like it's like gladiators, you know. This is real life.
This is an interesting, and it did kind of strike me when I read the email yesterday. It says, is the number still a thing? I thought all this happened via social media and now easier than flat out asking for a phone number.
Yeah.
That's old school, which makes him pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Tell him, text her, your man will get over it. And you can do that thing that lads do and just wind them up over it.
You see, what do you do when you're exchanging social media content?
Yeah.
How does that happen? Because you give somebody their address, you can either forget that or the person might never even bother to look you up. At least if you give a number.
If a guy chatted, what would you, honestly, would you give a phone number to somebody or would you be more inclined to find me on Insta and send me a message or something?
No, I wouldn't say slide into my DMs. If he asked for my number, I would be chuffed. I really would. And I would give it to him because I do think guys don't ask for your numbers these days. They probably just wait to find out who your friends are and then find you on social.
Well, and let's be honest, nobody's going to have a hope of spelling Trish on it to find you on social. So, you know, it's never going to happen.
Okay.
Going to miss a lot of boats there.
Darn.
Hi, Maria. How's the form?
Hi, Niall. Not too bad, and you?
Good, thank you. Now, what do you make of this one?
Look, maybe she doesn't want to date people at work, hence the reason the other lads had no thing. My motto was always first up, best dressed. If your man got her number, go for it. It might come to nothing. It might be the romance of a lifetime.
But
he has to take a chance. The other lad didn't make a move on it, and he had no intentions of making a move on it. His friend got her number, so... Mm.
I'd agree with you, but would you not still feel a bit of guilt for your friend?
Maybe a little bit, but sure. Look, I'd buy him a pint and a curry some night after you had a really good date and he'd be all right. Maybe she has a friend she'll bring along.
Yes, mm-hmm. Double dating. Come here, Dylan had a suggestion, Maria. He said that the two lads should play rock, paper, scissors. First to three is the winner and gets the girl. What do you think?
Yeah, but you can always cheat at that. So, you know, once he knows how to cheat at rock, paper, scissors, he'll be grand.
Well said, Maria. Have a great morning. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, last couple of comments. Trina was on to us. Lad, seriously, if they were such good friends, why did they not mention this girl to each other? Mm. Well, to be fair, the guy who emailed us only just met her in the car park. He wasn't aware of her before, but we are not a piece of meat in the shop window. I had my eye on her for ages. Snooze you lose, says Trina.
Trina.
Forget the friend. If he only had an eye on her, he should have done something about it. He should text her. And he's not a friend if he gets tick about it, says the text. And had an eye, dweeb, for even saying that to you. No code break here. Work guy never gonna make a move. Bull on, man.
Ooh,
bull on, eh?
It's pretty simple this morning. Go for it, man.
Keep us posted on that one, please.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.